An Air of Lightness. Episode 6, Spritz and Adventure.
I like next the most. Some might call me a traditionalist, but that's where I feel most comfortable. Snug and warm on familiar territory. I'm not a great adventurer. Each to their own. Some enjoy whispering behind an ear. Other feels at home embedded on a wrist. The most daring of us love being dabbed on the back of a knee. We're not masculine, nor are we feminine. We cling to man and women alike. We don't discriminate. When I say cling, I mean a company. We're discreet, not pushy. I'm just one drop among many. There are lots of us in this bottle we call home. A drop of basil-scented water, but not just any basil. Purple basil, the king of herbs. It's my DNA. It's why they love me. I could tell you about my ancestry, my Italian roots, but in truth, I'm universal. I get worn and taken all over the place. Today, for instance, I'm passing through Mexico City. Nice bottle, right? There are thousands of us lodged in our little see-through house, rubbing shoulders with hyperactive day cream, an exotic little lipstick, a squash tube of toothpaste, up close and personal here in our toiletry case. It's tight, but we get on well. We're globetrotters, citizens of the world. Buongiorno, ni hao, or hello. We never quite know where we are. Our owner takes us everywhere. She travels a lot. Yesterday, we were in NYC. A week ago, I was in Seoul. Wherever we land, we get an outing. She likes to straighten up, as she calls it, every time she gets off a flight. She's funny. She always looks groomed, whatever the time zone. We've just landed. Everyone has fouled off the aircraft. Terminal B, connecting flights, gate numbers, it's always a rush. But I know her, she'll find a moment, she always does. We'll be on duty in a matter of minutes. Hear that? She's just opened the toiletry case. I'm so excited. It's chaos in the bottle, but I know that today's my lucky day. I'm getting out of here. Bye, bye, bottle. With the next spritz, I'll fly out and breathe. I can see her hand grasping the bottle, the other hand removing the cap. And now the finger is landing on the spray. We have liftoff! Woohoo! I can't describe the feeling, that moment when you're moving through the air before landing. The thrill, the excitement. It's over in a flash, but the sense of release and freedom is unforgettable. I'm soaring, I'm unstoppable, I'm twirling and swirling in slow motion. This is my moment. I'm at my peak now. All I have to do next is let myself fall, floating down as light as a feather, to nestle into her neck, my favorite place. The laws of attraction in action. Unless... What's going on? I've been blown off course. I'm going the wrong way. Houston, we have a problem. Could it be a drought or the aircon? You get a lot of that in airports. Or it's all the passengers rushing past, creating currents of air. I'm not defying gravity anymore. Oh God, what will become of me? I can't just crash land on the ground. The others will laugh at me. I can hear them now. Did you see that second-rate basilic? Wait, it might not be over for me yet. A man is coming this way. Yes, it's a miracle! I managed to latch onto his hand. Nice hands, by the way. But this is awkward. Here I am, stuck to a stranger's skin. What would he think of me? You don't just invite yourself on someone's hand. What if I'm not his style? Maybe he already has a special scent in his life. I need to lie low. If only I could evaporate. Why has he stopped? He must have noticed something. He's bringing his hand up to his nose. He's breathing me in. Oh, God almighty, what will he think of my peppery notes? Can he handle my bergamot? How will he feel about my geranium accord? I can feel his breath on me, and all I can hear is the two of us. This is too close for comfort. The close-up view of his nostrils, it's not a good look. This all feels so anatomical. I had expected something better for my big day out. But I can see him smiling now. He's closing his eyes, breathing me in again. Could it be? Might he be falling in love with me?